Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
There's lots of photographs of President Catherine Connolly and Britain's King Charles on the front pages today. And obviously we have the news that the President has officially invited King Charles to Ireland. But it's the President's sister who actually dominates the front pages. The Irish Daily Mirror: I've been kidnapped. President Catherine Connolly has spoken of her upset after her sister was detained by Israeli troops intercepting an aid mission to Gaza. This is Dr. Margaret Connolly, who was on board a flotilla, boarded 70 nautical miles off Cyprus, and we've at least six of 15 Irish participants among those detained. Also, the front of the Examiner: President proud of humanitarian sister detained by Israeli Navy. President Catherine Connolly says she's very worried and upset, but also proud after her sister was detained by Israeli forces. Also, an interesting one on the front of the Examiner: schools are offering rewards, vouchers and bribing kids with pizza and hot chocolate as incentives to boost school attendance. While the measures targeting long-term absences miss the point, a charity has warned, offering rewards as a means to drive attendance at all costs disproportionately affects neurodivergent or marginalised children who are struggling to attend school in the first place. This is all according to Neurodiversity Ireland Chief Nessa Hill. And using rewards to reinforce attendance acts as a form of positive reinforcement, which the National Council for Special Education has recommended a move away from. So there's an interesting one: bribing kids with pizza to boost school attendance. The Irish Sun: cops probe shoplifter death video. And the Irish Daily Star: we want justice for our brother. This is the family of an alleged shoplifter who died after he was detained by security staff at the weekend, and they've demanded justice for him. Yves Sakila is a Congolese national who'd been living in Ireland since 2004, and he died outside a Dublin store over the weekend. I saw some very distressing videos of this last night on social media, and I know Gardaí are examining the videos, which the Irish Sun say show him, it's claimed, being held down with excessive force. I feel this is a story that's going to run and run. I was saying there, it must be the summer if RTE Pay is back in the headlines. It's the main story on the Irish Daily Mail. The government fears a proposed salary hike for RTE Director General Kevin Backhurst will prompt a flurry of claims from its star talent. Now, I thought we'd all agreed that we weren't going to use the word talent when it came to presenters at RTE, but apparently not. They're worried in government that if Kevin Backhurst gets a salary hike, the top talent in RTE is also going to look for a pay hike, including Patrick Hilty. That's what the Mail says. And this is all going to be coming before Cabinet today, who are discussing RTE pay. And we've an Oireachtas committee going to grill the state broadcaster as well over pay. So that'll keep everyone going over the summer, much like previous summers when we talk about RTE pay until things get back to normal in September. The Irish Independent says around 200 dodgy box users have received legal letters from Sky threatening action if they pay for illegal streaming services again. The letters ask users to sign a settlement within 14 days, and part of the settlement is that you agree to never again subscribe to an illegal dodgy box service. And the letters warn that other rival sports broadcasters have backed Sky's actions and that users face firm action if they fail to comply. Speaking of compliance, the Irish Times says we could have 290,000 septic tanks that are faulty and are posing a health risk to households and their neighbours. The EPA is warning of harmful bacteria and viruses escaping in wastewater from toilets, sinks and household appliances and potentially contaminating drinking water. So very serious things people are being exposed to. If the wastewater surfaces in gardens or runs off into ditches and streams. Inside the papers, Tommy Fleming is in the Sun, and apparently he received a standing ovation at his first show since coming out as gay. I'm sure you will be aware that Tommy Fleming gave a big interview to Ciara Kelly here on The Hard Shoulder on News Talk, and that was on Friday. And then he did a gig on Saturday at the Riverbank Arts Theatre in Newbridge, and he received a rapturous response when he walked on stage. So his manager, Cathy Cullinan, said Tommy walked out on stage and the place erupted. It was the most incredible audience. Sometimes people know you need support, and the crowd went the extra mile to support Tommy. And there was a sellout show in the Riverbank over the weekend. In the Times of London, I don't know if you're familiar with this programme, Married at First Sight UK. I've never seen an episode of this show. I know a lot of people watch Married at First Sight Australia and love it. I presume people also love Married at First Sight UK. What put me off was some of the episodes are an hour and a half long, and I just didn't have the time to be watching that of an evening. But there's shocking news about Married at First Sight UK. And the Times of London says Channel 4 has removed all 10 seasons of the show from its streaming service after two women alleged they were raped while taking part in the show. And in case you're not familiar, it does what it says on the tin. Married at First Sight, single people marry strangers and move in together after meeting for the first time on their wedding day. And when you think about that concept, it kind of was always wild that you move in with a stranger day one. And there are several allegations of rape. One woman named Lizzie in a Panorama documentary told the BBC that she had been attacked by her partner soon after they began sleeping together. And this is her partner that she met on Married at First Dates and got married to him on day one. So that's another story that's going to run and run. In happier TV news, we have Ireland's Richard and Judy now. The Sun says that Brian Dowling and his husband Arthur, and apologies, I can never say Arthur's surname. I won't even try because I'll only offend him. But anyway, Brian and Arthur are set to become Ireland's Richard and Judy because they are the new presenters of Virgin Media's 6 o'clock show. The Sun says it can reveal that Arthur and Brian are going to be joining each other on the show's sofa. They've been married for a decade and they'll make history as Ireland's first ever gay couple to host a chat show. Final story for you comes from The Star. I don't know how people are going to feel about this, but a new poll has revealed Irish fans are going to cheer on England at the World Cup. There's a new survey out by Ticketmaster, and it shows that 13% of Irish fans are going to support England during the World Cup, meaning it'll be the most supported team here in Ireland. Brazil will be supported by 12%. Spain 8%, Scotland only 6%, and Portugal 6%. And they reckon 1 in 5 football fans say they only started following the beautiful game in the past 2 years. So there's a kind of change in football fans here in Ireland, and more people are supporting England at the World Cup.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions, and personal insurance nationwide.